Earlier this week, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association was notified by the Environmental Protection Agency that EPA had been collecting information from states on concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, in other words, feedlots. This information was requested by several extremist groups, including Earth Justice, the Pew Charitable Trust, and the Natural Resource Defense Council, through a Freedom of Information Act request, and EPA granted that request, giving that information to these extremist groups. According to the past president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, J.D. Alexander, who is a feedlot operator from the state of Nebraska, this is incredible.
This action by the EPA is actually almost unbelievable. You know, I just can't comprehend their irresponsibility in releasing this information to known egg opposition groups that could pose some very terroristic attacks on our industry.
According to Alexander, the EPA, in effect, is aiding and abetting those who do not like animal agriculture and would want to basically cause harm to CAFO operations.
This action by the EPA, it really shows their irresponsibility. As a nation, you know, we worry about our security from foreign attacks. But what this actually does is slap private business in the face and in no regard showing an attempt to protect us from terrorists. We've seen activities in California where the tariffs have actually damaged trucks and livestock and really took claim for this. And it really is almost unbelievable that our own Environmental Protection Agency would allow this type of thing to potentially happen. By releasing all this information, it really is mind-boggling.
J.D. Alexander says as far as he's concerned, EPA simply was compiling this in a nice package of information for these groups, all on the federal dole. He says EPA knew or had reason to know this information could be readily accessible to all groups wishing to harm agriculture through a simple and quick FOIA request. His question is, with the government overspending and rumors from USDA Secretary Vilsack threatening to shut down meat inspection to control spending, why is EPA using valuable government resources to do the dirty work of extremists, activists, and terrorists? He says it's a real concern, personal security for folks that are down on the farm, as well as the U.S. food security issue in general.
You know, beef producers are usually pretty private people, and one of the biggest things that is of concern is when, I'll use myself as an example, my name, my address, pertinent things about my private business are out there for known terrorist groups to have access to. I'm actually quite concerned with our family, our employees, and so on now, with this information being out there. We've seen activity in the past that really causes great concern to our security. And not only my family's security, but also our food security for the future of our livelihood.
In their plan of work for 2013, the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Frank Lucas, vowed to continue oversight of agencies like EPA. I'm sure this is one of the questions that will be coming up the next time EPA officials appear before the committee. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.